Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Grace Waller in studio with us. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Now, I think yellow's great on you, by the way. I think that's something you should... Why?
Thank you.
Why can't,
I'm just going to
well
take the
done.
Compliment.
You nearly went
Irish.
Yeah,
I nearly went Waller.
You nearly went,
Thank you.
I look like a dog. Yeah. That was drive through Battersea's dogs home, but yellow
No,
looks,
it actually cheers you up when you put on a nice colour coming into work. So I'm usually all about, you know, wearing black and stuff, but...
No, it's
or
great.
Maybe an accessory with colour, but yeah.
Well, you've got your moustache.
I'm feeling spring.
Spring.
My moustache is a necklace, not a real moustache, people.
No, your real moustache is fine, too.
I looked after that last weekend.
Yay! How? With what?
Never you mind. That's not for you to know.
What is
it's
it?
For ladies
of,
to do and for men
or?
To query.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm querying.
I'm not answering. All anyway, right. Going back to the Chinese.
Yeah.
You always tip the delivery guy.
Yeah, of course.
Always.
But how much?
€2. I'd give them €2.
Okay.
Because they're the ones bearing the elements and coming out and trying to find the house. I live in a really complicated place, like kind of behind a pub. So they always get lost and they have to walk for ages down the lane.
Lash
and
rain.
Finally find me. So you have to give them something. Yeah. But we have a kind of routine where I will do the calling and make the order.
Yeah.
And then my boyfriend will go down and...
Do the honours of paying.
Yeah, collect us.
You don't like doing that, do you?
But it's just what we do. I don't really like doing it. No. See, I don't mind being on the phone. So I... do it for a living, so Mark hates talking to people on the phone.
Oh, well,
he would rather just text.
Okay.
So he said, well, you call it in, I'll go collect. And that's just the way we do it.
I'm not a madman for the phone conversations either, funny enough, for all my chat. I don't,
You'd rather drop a text
or
a mail.
Or, and then meet someone.
Mm. But you do a lot of talking all day, so that's in fairness, yeah.
I
we'll let you away with that.
I can't believe you're giving me something here.
Well, let's just see how we get on here now.
Well, just quick one on Chinese. When Chinese restaurants really took off 20-odd years ago, my husband and I went out with another couple who were friends of ours. We duly ordered our food. Our male friend, not really knowing a lot about Chinese food, so he ordered chop suey. So food delivered to the table, and 5 minutes later, the waiter appeared and asked our male friend, who hadn't started to eat, but was just starting his food, was everything okay? And our male friend said, yes, thank you, I'm just waiting for my chop.
I had no idea that was coming. I've got the suey.
Oh, that's
I just
good.
Need the chop.
Thank you for the suey.
That's adorable.
And that's so Irish.
It's brilliant.
Where's my chop? You want a big lamb
what
chop?
A tool.
Where's my pork chop and some spuds?
Oh, God.
No, I used to work in a Chinese takeaway and we had no computers then. But we'd know people by their orders, not their names. So when chatting, we would say, you know that guy was in, you know, the beef curry and rice guy, because people always order the same thing.
I got that once from a pizzeria. I would always get it. Like, we're terrible. We're devils for the takeaways.
Do you get the same thing every time?
Kind of, sometimes.
Yeah, same here.
But then the odd time that I don't, I kind of get annoyed by them predicting me, you know, because there was one instance with the pizzeria when I rang up and, you know, they say, what's your number? You give them the phone number and everything comes
they
up.
They can
all
tell you,
said, do you want the same double deal with the pepperoni and the extra? Me, so I was like, and I did, but I said, no.
Just
and I
be
said,
contrary.
Might have bacon on that instead of pepperoni, thanks.
You didn't want bacon with that, did you?
No,
you
said,
want
same again. You know me so well.
Did you watch the Brits last night?
I did, yeah. I really enjoyed watching it, but for probably all the wrong reasons, because the Brits Award for me was always a huge occasion, and I'd have people over to my house and everything
really,
to watch.
That big?
Yeah, my friends would come over. This was kind of during the Britpop days, like I'd be in school, and you'd stay up late and you'd watch them, and everyone would be talking about them the next day. But I watched it actually alongside a guy that works with us upstairs, Thomas.
Yes.
On the sales team. We were kind of live chatting on Facebook.
He's a young person.
A young person.
Yeah, another one joined us.
And we were doing a very young person thing. I was streaming it, watching it on the real ITV, the original one, because I have an app that I put to my Apple TV and I watch it on that.
Oh, my head hurts.
Yeah. So that's very young people talking.
Isn't it though?
But so we were, everything that happened, we were commenting.
Did you have lols? Were the lols?
Major lols.
Major lols.
But it was a bit of a wreck. There was like, everyone's so bloody nice now.
Is it bland?
There's no Gallagher brothers causing ruckus. You know, there was no...
Jarvis Cocker.
The only cursing was bleeped out so we couldn't hear it. Because of Kanye. Kanye did this insane performance, which everyone that was at the awards said was brilliant, but we had no idea. I thought the sound had gone because they were bleeping out. They were like live censoring it the whole time. So anything that was an F or a B or anything was bleeped out.
I was reading a piece I was telling about Neil McCormack writing this morning about how dull the awards were, and said that essentially everyone who got an award was the best-selling act in the year. So that
it was so predictable.
Yeah, so
really predictable.
Ed Sheeran.
And Taylor Swift was over for them. It was actually the first time she won a Brit Award, so she was delighted. She is the only pro amongst them all. She is so pro. Now, the performance was just legs.
I know.
She was absolutely brilliant, but even accepting her award, her speech was really, really good. And she just knew exactly who to be be thanking, what to be saying. She's so slick.
Yeah. Why is she? What? Why?
Because
you know.
She's been in the industry since she was about 12.
Yeah, that's true.
And the country music really put manners on her, I think.
Okay, so she learned her craft, as
it were. And
so
she was thanking Ed Sheeran for you know, teaching her how to be English and going to the pubs and making a cup of tea, which was really nice. Well, the Brits love that.
Yeah, they love all that stuff. What about Sam Smith? Are you...
Sam Smith, I don't really care that much. I think we play his songs all the time. They sound great at the radio. I don't think I'd be buying his album and listen to him whinge about the ex-romance that fell apart.
The latest Spanish
but
archer.
But he's a super singer. There's no doubt about that. I thought the performance last night, he sang Lay Me Down. He had a huge gospel choir in the background and it was quite a big performance and he sang it really well, but it was a bit meh. Meh.
That's a new word, isn't it? M-E-H, isn't it?
I think it's from The Simpsons, The Brits were really good last night in terms of, you know, the British acts, like Ed Sheeran, of course. He did a performance of Bloodstream with a loop pedal, so it was just him on his own. It just shows how talented he is. Yeah, really, really good. And George Ezra sang Budapest, and that was really nice too. So the Americans came, like Kim Kardashian was there, and it was really embarrassing because Ant or Dec, which one is which, we don't know, were presenting, and they're just too nice. And they're, you know, they're flawless when they do their own show, like the Saturday Night Takeaway or something like that, because they're reading off autocue, they're really professional, but when it comes to ad-libbing and being a bit bold, it's just cringe.
So what did you wanted a bit more edge?
Yeah, because James Corden had presented in the last couple of years, and you know, he was given out to for being a little bit too brash and a bit cruel to some of the acts, but that's what the Brits are all about. Like, go back to, you know, the previous Brits over the years from the 80s, there was always some big happening. Now, the happening that was last night was Madonna falling down the stairs. That was just a mistake.
Yeah.
But, you know, you were used to the Gallagher brothers mouthing off. Like, I think it was back in 96, Noel Gallagher came on to accept an award that was presented by Michael Hutchins. And he said, you know, oh, has-beens shouldn't be presenting awards to gonna-bees.
Yeah,
and
it
was
just
awful Gallagher impression, I apologise.
Yeah, but I get the point.
You know, there was always something like Chumbawamba in 98, they threw they were planning on doing something big, but they threw a bucket of ice water over it, the then Deputy Prime Minister, John Prescott. So that was like a huge instance that everyone was talking about. You know, people were planning. Remember Jarvis and Jackson?
Yeah, he ran up and shook his bum.
Yeah. And, you know, he was called in for questioning for assault. I was like, we need to assault him. He's just shaking his bum at him. He thought he was just being a bit of a knob.
So it's just gone really bland and sanitized and nice.
Friends. Taylor Swift was there dancing to Kanye. And, you know, it's just everyone's so friendly. And Ellie Goulding's best friends with Taylor and Ed. And, yeah, there was just not enough rock and roll. The only moment of rock and roll, actually, was Royal Blood. I don't know whether you've heard of them, but I've only been reading about them recently. They're just two guys. It's drum and bass, and it's just pure rock and roll. And they won, actually. I was delighted they won. They were presented the award by Jimmy Page. And when you see Jimmy Page coming on, it's like, oh, no, if he has to give an award to One Direction, it's going to be the worst moment ever. But thankfully, it was Royal Blood that got the best British group. And they well deserve it, because giving them an award like that just gives them that platform to be heard by a lot more people. But I think the best moment of all from the Brits last night was on that stage when they were collecting their awards, the Royal Blood. Not many people probably knew them. A lot of people watching were like, never heard of them. But do you remember Nikki Graham from Big Brother?
No.
She tweeted, "Who are they?" Because she was known for her catchphrase, "Who is she?" So I think that was, everyone exploded when they saw that on Twitter, saying, "That is amazing. Who are they?"
Yeah, that's her
but
thing.
But now we know who they are. And they played last night and they were super. They really did a great, great performance.
Max was on to say Ed Sheeran and Royal Blood were class last night, totaling three people. Kanye and Madge had about 100 on stage, and were shite. Talent doesn't need to be dressed up.
Not at all.
Did Madonna sing her new song or something?
She did. She sang, what was it? The lyrics were really apt for what happened. Yeah. It was Living for Love, and it was a sexed up kind of demonic bullfighter theme. So there was capes and red and black and leather and whips and all that kind of thing. And it was just the biggest collective gasp, I think, of people when that happened. And I had to rewind it. I was like, did I just see that happen? Did she really fall? Was she pulled back?
Oh, the fall was her going on stage.
She had just started her performance. She was maybe 40 seconds into it or a minute. And, you know, there was a big reveal when the cape comes off. And obviously this had been practiced and rehearsed through the dancers and the wardrobe assistants. It was all going to plan up until the live moment. Thankfully, because it was just such an amazing thing to watch and to rewatch. And of course, people had it up on Vines. They were, you know, tweeting it. Did you see it? Have you seen it? And he just kind of thought, why didn't they use Velcro?
Right.
Why didn't it just come off so easy? It was Cape Fear, Madonna's Cape Fear last night. But again, she struggled on, ever the pro that she is. I don't know what age she is. What is she?
She's 56.
Yeah. She hadn't been on the Brit stage in about 18 years, they were saying. So nearly two decades. And she has rocked it over the years on that stage.
Where are you with Madonna now? Whatever about the past. Do you think she's... Should she pack up the bags?
I like my memories of Madonna. I don't need new ones.
Oh.
I think. Yeah. I think once Evita hit, I was like, yeah, that's it.
That was it, was it?
Yeah.
The shark?
Yeah.
Because we talked about her this morning, mm-hmm. didn't we, upstairs? And we all had fond memories of the songs that were, you know, we've been thinking about... There she is.
Her lyrics were so grown up. I was about six or seven when Madonna was so huge.
Try explaining that to your kids.
And my very first present that I bought for my sister was the tape of True Blue. And it had the lyrics on the inside. It was the first tape that we had with the lyrics. And we sat on the porch that summer, birthday was in May, and we just sang every single song and just adored it. We just ate it up.
She was
so huge. And her songs were insane. But we were singing like a virgin. We didn't know what it meant.
You didn't know.
Papa, don't preach. Gotta keep my baby.
Shiny and new. I think we've one of them upstairs.
She's never the best singer.
But you don't think so? No, not a great mm-hmm. singer, just a great artist.
Yeah, that's it.
That is it.
It's star quality from day one. Next to mine,
gonna give you all my love. Great song. What about, remember the video for this one?
Pink dress. Madeline.
Loved that
dress and the gloves.
Yeah.
The diamonds.
She was channeling her little Marilyn there. And then there was a creepy guy with a guitar.
Shut up. I thought that was my dad. I was told when I was about seven by my sister, we were watching the video for La Isla Bonita, and there was a guy playing the Spanish guitar with a beard.
Yeah.
And my dad has a beard and can play guitar. And he said, that's dad. I said, it is not. I believed it for the whole summer. Very gullible. You'd think he was Mexican.
I think this is my favourite Madonna song.
Huge.
Remember the creepy video?
You would be great in a creepy video with you just clicking there. That was pretty creepy.
Yeah, I was having a dad rock moment.
Now that is the Brits in the big choir. That's what you want to see. You want to see the huge
with
songs.
The statue of the black saint. Remember that came alive?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. I think that's the one I'd like to hear. But and
are
then
we
of course,
throwing it out to the listeners what one they want to hear?
Oh yeah, let's play a Madonna song. Classic Madonna.
Any of those.
We've one more.
Jack's loving that.
Of course he is.
I loved it because it had my name in it. Just Grace.
There are people in their cars doing that thing with the hands now. You know that? With tinted windows. Probably play rugby for Ireland. Okay, so there...
What do you want to hear?
What do you want to hear? Where's your vote on that? Of those?
I think Like a Prayer. What are the options again? Give me the options.
Okay, so Papa Don't Preach, mm-hmm. Material Girl, which no one's going to want, really. Like a Virgin.
Don't want it now, you said that.
Vogue. La Isla Bonita and Like a Prayer.
I think Like a Prayer.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. So that's two votes for Like a Prayer. Three.
It's probably about 5 minutes, isn't it?
What are you going for, Jack? Like a Prayer as well. Four for five.
Unanimous.
Does Lorraine have a vote? Does she want to cast a vote? Which of those Madonna songs? Pick Like a Prayer.
Okay.
We don't make
the decision, guys. So text in 51552.
Exactly. This is a democratic vote that we will fix. Thank you. Grace,
I like a prayer.